You're with SBS Radio.
A grand and rare beauty, washed up on the shore near Mallacoota in far east Victoria. Locals first spotted the giant humpback whale carcass on a wild and remote beach on Saturday. Mallacoota resident Devon Greetham says it isn't a common occurrence for the coastal town.
Went up and it was quite a large whale, and it was really white. A lot of people thought it had just been weathered, sort of out floating in the sea, but as we got closer, you could see there was no real dark patches on it, and it was just all sort of white. There's been a humpback years back round at one of the other beaches, but this is not really a regular occurrence here.
It was feared the carcass was the well-known whale Migaloo, who was believed to be the only pure white humpback alive today. Migaloo, which translates to white fella in some Indigenous languages, was first sighted off Byron Bay in northern New South Wales in 1991. But the Victoria's Environment Department has confirmed the creature is a young female, while Migaloo is male. David Donnelly from the Dolphin Research Institute says the humpback's condition indicates it probably died in the ocean.
The speculation, I guess, from us would be that it's died at sea. Due to ocean currents, heavy winds and swell, it's wound up on a beach near Mallacoota. As for the cause of death, it's a really difficult thing to determine, even with good access to the carcass. So it'll be up to anybody who performs a necropsy on the animal to try and determine that.
David Donnelly says there's no evidence so far that climate change was the cause of death, but that it's vital to record these events to track any changes over a longer period of time.
Maybe then we can start to speculate on what might be happening in the environment. But for the most part, the East Coast Australian humpback whale population is very healthy, recovered very, very quickly and very impressively, and continues to grow. One animal on a beach won't make a difference to the population.
The remote location of the beach, only accessible by water, makes it very difficult for scientists to access the carcass for full investigation. But while the whale remains on shore, the Environment Department's Rodney Vile is warning it's an offence for anyone to touch or interfere with whales, dead or alive.
Currently we're planning to leave it in place and let it decompose naturally. That's our preferred approach. But it really depends with deceased whales like this, the location of it, and trading, leaving it in to decompose naturally versus human safety about where it's actually located. My advice is that they've decided to leave it in place and leave it to decompose naturally. So there are warnings out for people to avoid going near the whale or touching the whale.
A scientific team is expected to go out to collect samples from the carcass, which measures 10 metres long and weighs about 22,000 kilos. As well as determining the cause of death, they aim to provide some clarity over whether or not it's a different white whale species. Authorities have already determined that there are barnacles on the throat of the carcass, which appear to be covering skin that isn't white. This has raised the question of whether it's a true albino whale. Wildlife scientist Dr. Vanessa Perotta says she's felt relief that the carcass isn't Migaloo, which hasn't been seen in 2 years.
Well, any whale stranding, whether it be Migaloo or any other whale, is a terrible thing to see. But there is some relief from myself as well as people all around the world that this is not Migaloo. But the question now is, who is this and where is Migaloo?
Vanessa Perotta says she hopes that Migaloo is still out there.
So records show that he might pop up anywhere. He could pop up in terms of Australian coastline or even across the Dutch and New Zealand. So watch this space. His friend has just recently been seen. And when I refer to his friend, I mean a whale that has previously been swimming with Migaloo multiple times before.
As tragic as the death is, the study of the giant whale's internal systems and characteristics is set to provide a new array of knowledge welcomed by the science world. Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.